Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 29th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. A source tells Reuters that Huawei plans to launch its Mate 30 line of phones on September 18th in Munich. However, Google told Reuters that under current U.S. trade rules, the Mate 30 would not be able to include Google apps and services like the Google Play Store. The U.S. Department of Commerce has received more than 130 applications from companies to ease such restrictions against supplying Huawei, but none have yet been approved. Google has not commented on whether it has applied. Huawei can use the open source version of Android, which does not include Google services. Apple announced the Independent Repair Provider Program to let repair shops in the United States get authorized parts and tools, training, diagnostics, and other resources from Apple without having to become an Apple-authorized service provider. Shops can apply for free and must meet certain criteria like having Apple-certified technicians, and certification is also free. Back on August 1st, Apple suspended the review of less than 0.2% of Siri voice recordings by contracted companies in order to improve the virtual assistant. This came as Apple became one of a series of stories about this practice by all makers of voice assistants. Apple has now announced it will reinstate review of recordings later this autumn with a software update. That update will leave audio recordings unavailable for review by default. You as a user will be able to opt in to let Apple use your voice recordings to improve Siri only if you want. Opting in does not mean they will be using your recordings. It will still be a small percentage. But if you don't opt in, they say they won't use your recording at all. Apple also announced that from now on, only Apple employees will review such recordings, and they would delete ones determined to be inadvertent. Computer-generated transcripts of what you say will continue to be used to improve Siri. Microsoft Executive Vice President Harry Shum told the World Artificial Intelligence Conference in Shanghai that the HoloLens 2 will go on sale in September. Microsoft has been taking pre-orders for $3,500 apiece. HoloLens 2 has a larger field of view and improved eye and hand tracking, among other things. Microsoft also announced Wednesday it supports the addition of its XFAT file system to the Linux kernel. The XFAT technical spec has been published on Microsoft Docs. Microsoft launched XFAT back in 2006, and it is used on almost all storage devices. Microsoft is not open sourcing XFAT, but is working to include support for it in a future revision of the Open Invention Network system Linux system definition. Facebook is rolling out tools announced at F8 earlier this year to active businesses on Messenger. New tools include a lead generation product as a Messenger template, appointment booking, and an update to the standard messaging window to 24 hours. That's in line with WhatsApp. Also, subscription messaging will be limited to vetted news organizations from now on. And in addition, Facebook is phasing out the Discover tab in Messenger while committing to direct users to interact with businesses in other ways, including updates to m.me links, web plugins, ads, and more. India's government announced it will ease rules on local production in order to let companies sell directly to customers. Essentially, products produced locally for export will now count towards the number required to be produced locally. Some Apple phones are assembled in Wistron plant in Bangalore, and Foxconn tests assembly of iPhone X at a location in Chennai, but they weren't always sold within the country. So, now that they can count those, Bloomberg sources say Apple will launch an online Apple store in India within the next few months. Apple is also firming up its Mumbai Apple store to open next year. Security and app researcher Jane Manchun Wong discovered Spotify is testing a create podcast button at the top of a user's list of podcasts. Takes you to Spotify-owned Anchor for creation of your podcasts. Mozilla CEO Chris Beard announced he will step down from the role of CEO of Mozilla by the end of the year. Beard took over as interim CEO in 2014 and became full-time CEO that same year. Mozilla has begun a search for Beard's replacement, and executive chairwoman Mitchell Baker has agreed to step in as interim CEO if needed. Finally, Plex announced that later this year it will add an on-demand library of movies and TV series from Warner Brothers to U.S. Plex users for free, with ads. The content will be available whether you pay for Plex Premium or not. Plex also plans to add content from other partners as well. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.